is the other photographer. So in Rabbi Sol, the Torah we learn, Leilui Nishmos Hashem Rabbi Sol Yisrael Ben Achol HaKoyen, whose Yortzeit is tonight. And also, Leilui Nishmos Hashem Rabbi Chaim Elio Ben Ben Yomim, who is the Shver of Rabbi Machol, Shiabod L'Chaim Torah Maruchim, and his Yortzeit will be Friday night, Chof Alef Kislev. Shianicho B'Sholom Al Meshkovam, and they should be Melitza Yoshe to the beautiful family, the entire family, Sharoni No Nachas and Simcha, La'orach Shonim Toivois. So I just came back from America after a 10-day visit in which I participated in a few amazing siyums and Yarchei Kalas, and these are very special days in which thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of people come together just to rejoice with Simchas HaTorah. And these are amazing experiences and a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, which we will speak about soon. So today's shiur is a psicha lemesechet brochis, or a psicha leshas. So thousands of people have just mesayim shas, and as beautiful as the words hadran alach mesechet nida v'kol hashas are, just as beautiful are and we rejoice with the siyum because it's an opportunity to start again. So this is a discussion in Sefer HaRokeach, Simchas Torah. There are two very special aliyas, Chosen Torah and Chosen Bereishis. Chosen Torah is Messiah and Chosen Bereishis is Poiseach. Which of the two is a greater and more covered and a more important aliyah? Is it the Chosen Torah that's Messiah or Chosen Bereishis that is Poiseach? So in the Ashkenazi world, usually the Rav, the Talmud Chochem, took Chosen Torah, and the president of the Shul, one of the Choshev Batim, defined once upon a time in days of yore as the Rosh HaKol, he was Oyla Chosen Bereishis. In the Hasidic world, the Rebbe was Oyla Chosen Bereishis, and one of the Balabatim Chosen Torah. There's a beautiful story told. The great son of the Chsam Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, became Rav in Krakow. And Krakow, even in those days of the Chassam Sofer, was a Hasidic city. And the Chassam Sofer's home wasn't really a Hasidic home. So when Reb Shimon Sofer became Rav in Krakow, first Tishrei, Yom Tovim, he was there, and the Chassam Sofer was very anxious to hear after Yom Tov, how did it go? How did the Yom Tov, was everything okay? Did everything go smoothly? And in those days, you didn't send an email or a text or a WhatsApp or an SMS. You know, he was anxiously waiting for a letter. They didn't even have telephones. And then Reb Shimon Sofer wrote a letter to the Chassam Sofer, and he writes, everything was beautiful. Came Simchas Torah. The Chosen Torah was a Chassidish Shidduch, because the Chosen wasn't familiar with the Kala at all. You know, like, by Chassidim, you don't really get to know each other much before you break a plate and you make it known and you get married. So he writes, the Chosen Torah was a real Chassidish Shidduch, and the Chosen barely knew the Kala. He writes the Chosen Torah, because that's the meaning by Hasidim, that the Balabos is Oyla Chosen Torah, and the Rebbe is Oyla Chosen Bereishis. Whatever it is. Chosen Torah is great, Chosen Bereishis is great. So we're so happy that we were Messiah, a cycle of Nafi Yoimi, and we're even more happy to start again. And I wish all those that start, you should, with Bari as Gufav and Hora Mali, with good health and with Simcha, be Zoicha, to finish the next cycle of Daf HaYomi, which is a great schus. So the very first Masechet in Shas is Masechet Brochas. And why is that? Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh start Shas with Masechet Brochas? So as we all know, the very first codifier of Torah Sheval Peh was Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and the second was the Rambam. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh analyzed the entirety of Torah Sheval Peh, and he broke it all down into six Dorim, Shisho Sidre Mishnah, Zroim, Moyed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, Taharis. And I think he had a problem. Where do I fit in Masechet Brochis? It's the beginning of Zroim, but it's not really about Zroim. It's different than all the other Masechets in Zroim. Zroim is all about Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'oretz. Brochis isn't Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'oretz. But on the other hand, so where, yes? Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, Taharis, Moyed, it's not even Moyed, because Moyed is only all about Shabbos and Moyadim. So where do I fit in Brochas? So Rabbeinu HaKodesh decided, I'm going to start Shas with Brochas. So let it be. So if it's Zroim, then it's got to be Zroim, even though it really isn't associated with Zroim, because it's not Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. But Brachas, because it's such an essential and important Masechta, it is fitting to start Shisha Sidra Mishnah, start Torah Shavar Peh with Brachas. So why is Brachas so unique? Because Brachas is all about the Seder Ayoyim, the Mitzvah of Seder Ayoyim, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Brachas. And when we analyze Masechet Brachas, it really has three parts. First two prokem are Kriya Shema. Ma'im Esei Koyren, Hoye Koyre B'Toyre V'Giyah Zman Kriya Shema. Perek Gimel is a combination of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Perek Dalet Hei, Einoimdim Tefillah Seshachar, two prokem about Tefillah. How many prokem do we have left? How many prokem do we have on Brachas? Nine prokem. Four prokem dealing with Brachas. Starting with Berachas Hamazon, which is the most important brocha, and then dealing with all the other brochas. So Masechet Brochas is split into three sections, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Brochas. Interesting, the Rambam, Sefer Ahava, follows exactly the same pattern. The Rambam starts Sefer Ahava with Hilchas Kriya Shema, and then Hilchas Tefillah, and then Hilchas Brochas. And to me it's clear that the Rambam follows in the footsteps of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So by the Rambam, it is more defined by the very nature of the Mishnah Torah, which is different than the Mishnayos, but it's the same pattern. And just like Masechet Brachas says Kriya Shema, and then Tefillah, and then all the other Brachas, the same is in the Rambam. Sefer Ahava of the Rambam starts off with Kriya Shema, then Tefillah, and then Brachas. So why does Masechet Brachas start off with Hilchas Kriya Shema and not with Hilchas Tefillah or Brachas? This is an interesting discussion. Rambam Peresh HaMishnah, Tzlach, Chidush HaRim, and many other Achronim, everybody offers his own interpretation. The Rambam is very interesting. So the Rambam says, Brachas is about Brachas. Even though I don't know whether Rabbeinu HaKodosh gave the names of the Masechtas, I don't know. But that's very, very early sources. So Brachas is all about Brachas. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh actually wants to teach us the halachas of Birchas Kriya Shema. But how would we deal with Birchas Kriya Shema before we know what Kriya Shema is? So it was necessary to start off with Kriya Shema in order to get to the Brachas of Kriya Shema. That's the Rambam's interpretation. Tzlach has somewhat of an interpretation which is more fitting for Darshonim Sifra Chassidus. And he says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was a descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, Ashrecha Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyotzeh zeh mechalotzecho. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to give cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is why he wanted to start off Shas, the Mishnayos, very first Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. And he is the first Tana mentioned in the first Mishnah in Shas to give cover to Moshe Rabbeinu, who Rabbi Eliezer was one of his descendants. It's an interesting approach. I cannot say Chas v'Sholom, it's not a valid approach. But to my taste, it's not very convincing. It's Bederech Drash, it's Bederech Remez, it's not Bederech Pshat. So I very strongly feel, and I always felt this, and I was happy to see, when I say things and they go against Rishonim and Achronim, I'm always more comfortable to see that I have someone to hang on to. So in the Perush Mishnah Rambam, there's a Haggah, and the Haggah quotes Rabbeinu Yeshayahu Achoron, who says something very fundamental. Reishis Chochmu Yiras Hashem. And Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Zol Malcha Shemayim. And that's why we start with Kriya Shema. And I would go beyond what Rabbeinu Yeshayahu says. I think it goes beyond that. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's fascinating. The Rambam wrote 14 prokim as an introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs. And these 14 prokim are all to define, how do we define mitzvahs? How do we decide what's in the minyan, what constitutes taryag, and what not? 14 prokim. Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam is the only sefer whose introduction is far bigger than the sefer itself. The introduction, the shroshim, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs are five times as big as Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitchilos aviyah in soifoy. And afor piken, the Rambam did not share with us his methodology. What comes first, what comes last. The Rambam doesn't share with us what is the system of arranging the minyan of Taryag Mitzvahs. Sefer HaChinuch took the easiest way out. Sefer HaChinuch starts Bereishis Boro, and he reads Chamishachum Shetoyre, Ad Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and it's in chronological order. All the mitzvahs are arranged in Sefer HaChinuch according to the way they appear in Toiras Moshe, from Bereishis Noach Lech Lecho up to the very vast parsha of Ezois HaBrocha. But the Rambam, first of all, decided to split the Sefer HaMitzvahs into two sections, Mitzvahs HaSeh and Mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh. But he doesn't share with us what is the Mukdam V'Me'ucha, what's his system, what's his methodology. But it is clear in Rambam that it's based on the centrality and importance of mitzvahs. And it's not coincidental that he starts with Unoichi Hashem Elokecho, and then V'yohavto as Hashem Elokecho, and then as Hashem Elokecho Tiro. He starts with Emunah Sayichud, with Emunah, and then Aves Hashem, and then Yiras Hashem. These mitzvahs are not juxtaposed in Toras Moshe. They appear in different chumoshim and in different parashiyos. So it's quite obvious that the Rambam Seder is based primarily upon the importance, the centrality, the significance of mitzvahs, and that is why the first three, the big three of the Rambam are Emunah Sayichud, Aves Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. And then we have Tefillah. The Ramban has a very fundamental argument against the Rambam, and it's a beautiful discussion. The Ramban says, Onoich Hashem Elokech was not included in the Minyan. It comes before the very first mitzvah. Onoich Hashem Elokech is the fundamental idea upon which all the other mitzvahs are based. And the Ramban brings a moshel from Sefri. So the Sefri tells a story, a melech conquered a country. And the citizens sent representatives to the king, and he says, okay, so will you make tekonos? Will you be goyis gzeiros? What do you request? And we'll share with you what we need. And the melech says, no, you're going too fast. First of all, kablu malchusi aleichem. First of all, I want to know, do you accept my kingship? Do you accept me as your king? And if you do, then we'll negotiate. And then we'll see what I can do for you, what you're obliged to do for me. Koidem kablu malchusi aleichem. So the Ramban says, Unoichi Hashem Elokecho was not included in the Minyan. It comes before the Minyan. Unoichi Hashem Elokecho is the underlying fundamental principle upon which all of the Taryag mitzvahs are based. That is the fundament, that is the basis, and the Taryag is the building. So according to the Ramban, Unoichi is not mitzvah number one. It is one minus. It comes before mitzvah number one. The Ramban counts Onoichi Hashem Elokecho as the first mitzvah. But both agree that Emunah Sayichud is the most fundamental principle in Yahadus, in Yiddishkeit. And that is why I think Rabbeinu HaKadosh starts Shas, starts Masechet Zvuchos with Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, but it definitely is a manifestation, a reflection, an expression of Emunah Sayichud. That is what we mean when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. That is Hashem Echod. And the Sefer HaChinuch defines the mitzvah Tov Chof. That is what we call Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And the very first thing, Yekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim Ve'achar Kach Yekabel Olav Ol Mitzvahs, as the Mishnah says in Brochas Daf Yud Aleph. So that is why, in my opinion, Rabbeinu HaKodesh starts Masechet Brochas with Kriya Shema. And after Kriya Shema, Tefillah. Because Tefillah is also extremely important and fundamental. But it comes after Kriya Shema. And after Tefillah, all of the other Brochas. So that is a brief introduction to Shas. Why is Masechet Brochas the first Masechta? And why does Kriya Shema come before Tefillah and Tefillah come before Brochas? And the Rambam, as I explained in Mishnah Torah, follows exactly the same pattern. So Sefer Ahavo, three sections, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and then Hilchis Brochas, which includes Berchas HaTorah, Berchas HaMozoin, and all the other Brochas that are Midrabbanan. And now I would like to speak about Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, which is the very first mitzvah we deal with in Shas. So at the beginning of Masechta Avos, we learn al Shloisha Dvarim Oilam Oymed, al HaToyro ve'alu Avoido ve'al Gemilus Chasodim. How do we define Kriya Shema? Is Kriya Shema part of Torah or is it Avoido? How do we define Kriya Shema? So it definitely isn't Gemilus Chasodim. Gemilus Chasodim is a mitzvah sheben odem lachaveiroi. But there are two different ways to understand the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is definitely associated with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That goes beyond saying. That's a Mishnah and Brochus. But there are two ways to define Kriya Shema. One would be, Tzarich lekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim al yedei Kriya Shema, O Shema, Tzarich lekro Kriya Shema, kedei lekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema might be avoido. And the essential definition of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That is Hagdorah Samitzvah. The basic Hagdorah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim al yedei Kriyas HaShema. Maybe not. Kriya Shema is basically Kishmo Keini. Kriya. Kriya, reading. Like Kriya Satoyla. You need to read these specific parashiyos, assuming that if we will read Shema Yisrael, it will bring and lead to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But the Hagdorah of the mitzvah is Kriya, which is essentially Talmud Torah. All day and all night, we have the mitzvah of Ogisa Bayom Havalayla. And we could perform this mitzvah, we could be Mekayim this mitzvah in many ways. You could learn Torah, you could learn Nevi'im, you could learn Mishnayos, you could learn Gemara. And then you could choose Bavli or Yerushalmi. And then you could choose, do I want to learn Lamdas or I want to learn Halacha? Maybe Kabbalah, maybe Musar. And with whatever you learn, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Morning and evening, B'shach b'cho ufkumecho, you need to read a specific parasha. But reading is reading, and Kriya Shema essentially is Talmud. But contrary to the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, by Kriya Shema you need to read a specific pasuk, a specific parasha. But it is Torah and not Avodah. And I think this is the machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi in four different sources. So we will take a short tiyur at the beginning of Masechet Brochos and Bavli and in Yerushalmi to prove this point. Number one, Dafka starts off with Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverov, when they learned Torah, they weren't mafsik even for Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah came and went. And they just disregarded Zman Tefillah and they kept on learning. That was Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverov. But the Gemara says they were mafsik for Kriya Shema. And why is that? Because Kriya Shema d'oraisa, Tefillah d'rabbanan. And that is why they didn't stop their learning for Tefillah, but they did stop for Kriya Shema. Yerushalmi, two different sources. Brochas Cheso Midbeis, Shabbos Zayinu Midbeis. Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli, and according to Yerushalmi, Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverov disregarded Zman Kriya Shema as well, just like they disregarded Zman Tefillah, and they weren't mafsik, they didn't interrupt their learning even for Kriya Shema. And the Yerushalmi wonders, does that mean that Reb Shimon and his Talmidim and his friends and his Chaverim weren't mevatel Talmud Torah for Lulav, for Sukkah? V'halo, halomed shelo al manat lasot, and this is a very harsh expression in the Yerushalmi. Haloimit shelo al manas lasos noach lo ilu nefku shul yose al pona velo yatsa al avir haolam. So how could you say that they weren't mafsik Talmud Torah for Kriya Shema? That is haloimit shelo al manas lasot. And the importance of Talmud Torah is only because Talmud Gadol she Talmud Meivel in the Maisa. That's the Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin. What is so important about Talmud Torah is only that Talmud Torah leads to the performance of mitzvahs. So how could you say there was such big masmidim, they didn't interrupt the learning to be for Kriya Shema? How is that possible? and the Yerushalmi responds, of course they were mafsik for sukkah, for lulav, for any other mitzvah, but not for kriyas shema. Zeshinun v'zeshinun v'ein mevatel shinun mipnei shinun. And that's an amazing chiddush. The Yerushalmi teaches us kriyas shema is shinun. It's learning. So you don't interrupt learning for learning. This is learning and that's learning. Zeshinun v'zeshinun. So Kriya Shema is not like Sukkah, it's not like Lulav, it's not like Tefillin, it's not like any other mitzvah. It is essentially Shinun. V'ayim mevatel Shinun mipnei Shinun. But according to the Bavli, they were mevatel for Kriya Shema. So obviously, according to the Bavli, it's not Shinun. According to the Bavli, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah. It's avodah, no different than Tefillah or any other mitzvah. And that's why it overrides Talmud Torah. According to the Bavli, any other mitzvah does override Talmud Torah, but not Kriya Shema. Because Zeh Shinun v'Zeh Shinun v'Ein Mevatel Shinun mipnei Shinun. And I think Bavli and Yerushalmi l'shitosoi. Source number two is a Gemara Brachas Chofom. It base the Mishnah says, Noshim Pturot mikriya Shema. Women are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Does anybody remember why? It's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof. Because it's a mitzvah to say Shas Man Grama. Kriya Shema Shel Shachas, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Two mitzvahs. One is by day and not by night. The other could be performed only by night, not by day. So it's a mitzvah to say Shas Man Grama. And women are exempt from all the mitzvahs to say Shas Man Grama. Yerushalmi Brochus, Yudala Domit Beis. The Yerushalmi deals with the same question. Why are women potter from Talmud Torah? And the Yerushalmi comes up with a different reasoning. The Yerushalmi says, Noshem are potter from Talmud Torah because V'lyemadet amoysem es b'nechem v'lo es b'noysechem. Does anybody remember this drosha from Bavli? Where does it appear in Bavli? Kiddushin Choftes Amud Beis. In what context? Noshem are potter from Talmud Torah. That makes a lot of sense. V'limadet amoysem es b'nechem v'lo es b'nesechem. But the Yerushalmi quotes the same drosha to exempt Noshem from Kriya Shema. What does Kriya Shema have to do with v'limadet amoysem es b'nechem? Yerushalmi lishitosoi. Zeh shinun v'zeh shinun. Yes, Kriya Shema goes beyond the mitzvah v'limadetem, but essentially, in its very nature and essence, Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. The only difference between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah is that Kriya Shema is more specified. B'shach b'chov komecho, b'zman Kriya Shema, you need to read a certain parsha, but it's shinun. And therefore, the Yerushalmi says, Noshim turot mekriya Shema, v'limadet amoysev ezbenechem lo ezbenesechem. We do not find this drosha in Bavli, only to exempt women from Talmud Torah, not from Kriya Shema. Bavli lishitosoi, v'Yerushalmi lishitosoi. Source number three, Brochas Yud Aleph in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kriya Shema Shachas mevarchim shnayim lefoneo ve'echod la'achareho. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis shnayim lefoneo, v'shnayim la'achoreo. But in the Yerushalmi, we find an opinion, Rav Simon, that argues, v'hogisu bo yoimom v'laylo, shiyu hagoyes ha'yoim v'hagoyes ha'laylo shovim. So if in the night we say two brochas l'achoreo, we should do the same in the morning. This is an argument that we don't find in Bavli. So what's an argument that we find in the Yerushalmi? V'hogisu bo yomam v'layla. So Hagayas Hayom and Hagayas Laila should be similar. Both should have the same number of brochas. But what does the posik v'hogisu bo yomam v'layla have to do with Kriya Shema? In Bavli, in various different sources, brochas lamed hei, menochas tzadik tesu mitbeis. In Bavli, the understanding is lo yomish sefer ha-Torah zem opicho v'hogisu bo yomam v'layla. That is about Talmud Torah. It's not in Torah's Moshe, it's the very first Perek in Sefer Yoshua, in Sifrei HaNeviim, But it's about Talmud Torah, Vogisa Boyoim Avalilo, Yerushalmi Lishitosui. Because according to the Yerushalmi, Zeshinun Vezeshunun, Veim Evatl Shinun Mipnei Shinun. So that's Yerushalmi number three, in which it is quite obvious that according to the Yerushalmi, Kriya Shema essentially is in the same nature as Talmud Torah. Now the Bis Yosef in Siman Mem Vav has a suffix. Does Kriya Shema necessitate the Berachas HaTorah? Are you mechuyev to say Berachas HaTorah before reciting Kriya Shema? And the Bis Yosef is mesupik. Something that goes back many years, about 50 years, I was a bochan the yeshiva, Talmud of the Kloisenberg Rebbe, and he was very sharp. How do you say sharp in English? I don't really know. He was very, he was a real disciplinarian, and sometimes he was very harsh with his talmidim. So one of the best boys in yeshiva, a bochan that was really a star, wonderful boy, a big Yerei Shemayim and a great masman, and he came to ask the Rebbe a shaila. He says, I got up mamish a few minutes before Sof Zman Kriya Shema, and I didn't know what to do. Either to say Kriya Shema without Berachas HaTorah, if I'll say Berachas HaTorah, I won't make it to say Kriya Shema before Sof Zman Kriya Shema. So he had a suffix, what's the proper thing to do? I think it was a legitimate shaila. What was the Kloisenberg Rebbe's response? Something similar to Shammai Yasokin and Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Dochoy ba'amasa binyan asha b'yodoy. He told him, Gai shlofen v'yayid, in shtayov v'yayid. He refused to answer this question. And then by Chumash Rasha, once a week, he gave a shiur, which was called Chumash Rasha Thursday night. And the Chumash Rasha shiur, he spoke his mind about, you know, about current events and about Musar. And he said an entire shmus. What an awful chutzpah, he said. What an awful shaila. Choshev, a boy comes to ask me a shaila. He got up 4 minutes before Sof Zman Kriya Shema. How could that be? A ben Torah gets up 5 minutes before Zman Kriya Shema. And he gave a real musa shmus. So we refuse to answer that question. I think it's a legitimate question. When I'm not such a, you know, in his mind, it's just impossible. How could a person get up so late 5 minutes before Sof Zman Kriya Shema? It's horrific. He didn't want to answer the question, Bechlal. And I wrote an amazing tshuva about this question. Really fascinating. I had about 15 zdodim in this question. So which zman Kriya Shema was it? The first man or the second man? If it's the first man, then we have a suffix. Maybe the halacha is according to the Gron Shulchan Aruch Harav. You still have 3/4 of an hour till the second man. And exactly how much time did he have? And my conclusion was, say just the third bracha of Berachas HaTorah, Asher Bracha Bono, that's the most important bracha, and at least get in the first posuk of Kriya Shema. According to some Rishonim, that's Kriya Shema D'oraisa. So I think it was quite a legitimate question, and I dealt with this question at great length. And I dealt with many, many tzodim. So if you say Kriya Shema without Berachas HaTorah, is that an Aveira B'Sheval Tais or an Aveira B'Kum Vasei? Which is an interesting question. Is the Aveda reciting Kriya Shema without Berachas HaTorah? Or is the Aveda just the Bitul of Mitzvahs Berachas HaTorah? So anyway, to me, that was a fascinating question. And in Minchas Osher Parshas V'Zoysa Brocha, there's a very lengthy discussion about this question. But that's an interesting memory. The Kloisenberg didn't want to deal with this question at all, and he gave him over his head. That was probably a lesson to remember. I was a bit hurt by his response, not for myself, but for that boy. I don't think he deserved such a harsh dress down, but it definitely was a limud. That was his style. But anyway, so this is an interesting question. So the Beis Yosef is mesupik whether Kriya Shema Bechlan necessitates Berachas HaTorah. And Lecha'ira, the Shaila of the Beis Yosef depends how we define Kriya Shema. According to the Yerushalmi, Shinun, it's essentially Talmud Torah. So you can't say Kriya Shema without Berachas HaTorah. But according to the Bavli's approach, Kriya Shema is not Shinun. It has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It's more similar to Tfilo. And it is essentially Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, then it doesn't necessitate Berachas HaTorah. And I think that actually is a machloikis Bavli and Yerushalmi. Brochus Yudalef Amid Alef. Chazal say that in Beis Hamikdash, every day in the morning when they said Kriya Shema, they said two brochus before Kriya Shema. Which two brochus? The very same two brochus that we say before Kriya Shema. Berchus Amoidois and Avu Rabu, or Avos Olam. In Yerushalmi, we clearly learn Tesu Medalef and Brochus, that before Kriya Shema, they also said Berchus HaToyro. So in Yerushalmi, it's clear that you need to say Berchus HaToyro before Kriya Shema. And in Bavli, it's obvious that Kriya Shema does not necessitate Berchus HaToyro. So I think there are four sugyas in which it is obvious that the Yerushalmi goes L'shitosoi, that Kriya Shema is Shinun, and the nature of Kriya Shema, the essence of the mitzvah, is Talmud. And according to the Bavli, no, the essence of the mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. So I love Hagadoras, and I think they're so important. Just the clear definition and Hagadorah of everything we learn. So I say the two different approaches are, according to the Bavli, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim al Yedei Kriya Shema. According to Yerushalmi, Kriya Shema, Kedei Lekabel Or Malchus Shemayim. Everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is associated with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, but nevertheless, I think there would be two different hagdoras and two different approaches how we define the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Does this have anything to do with the Gemara we find twice in Bavli? Iboye poter nafshei b'kriya shema shachres va'arles. So we find this Gemara in Adom Chesu Medalef. Iboye poter nafshei b'kriya shema shachres va'arles. And I'm anoche sadik tesu medveis. Afilu loikoro elo kriya shema shachres va'arles. Kiem v'hogisa bo yoimam v'laylo. So it's obvious in Yerushalmi, in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, in Bavli two sources, that when you say kriya shema, your yoitze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Would that prove that Kriya Shema is Shinun? I don't think so. All we learn in Bavli is that you could also be yoitze Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema. Not that Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, but Kriya Shema, you could also be yoitze Talmud Torah. So in Menachas Tzadik Tes, we find the Machloikes Abaye and Rava. When the Gemara says, and I don't recall whether it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai or Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, but the Gemara says, "Afilu loikoro elo kriya shema shachres vaves." I think it's Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was mekayim bogisa b'yom avalayro. Abaye says, "Dove zeh osor omroi b'fnei amoretz." This is something we shouldn't teach the amoretz, that a person could be yaitzu with kriya shema. Rava says, Mitzvah lo omroi bifnei ama oretz. The Or Sameach and Hilchas Talmud Torah is a very unique interpretation. Why does the Rav say mitzvah lo omroi bifnei ama oretz? It's far easier to appreciate Abaye. Don't tell the secret to ama oretz, and they'll never learn anything. Why would they learn daf hayomi if they could get away with kriya shema shachres v'arves? So why does the Rav say it's a mitzvah lo omroi bifnei ama oretz? So the Or Sameach says, they're not learning anyway, so at least let them be mechaven v'kriya shema to pata Talmud Torah. But you need to be mechaven without kavani, you're not yoitze mitzvah Talmud Torah. So according to the Or Sameach, it definitely isn't the raya from this Gemara that kriya shema essentially is Talmud Torah. If you have kavani, you could be yoitze Talmud Torah with kriya shema, but it's not one and the same. But Rashi gives a different interpretation. Rashi says, when Amei HaRetzot will learn how easy it is to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and every posik you say is a mitzvah, it'll only give them more motivation and more incentive and more reason to learn more and more. Interesting. Rashi was an optimist, obviously. And Rashi says, if Amei HaRetzot would know that merely by saying Kriya Shema, you know, kind of mitzvah, then they'll have much more cheshik to learn. And they'll learn far more. And that is why mitzvah li'omroi b'fnei Amei HaRetzot. But nevertheless, yeah, I don't think this Gemara proves that Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. No. Kriya Shema, according to the Bible, is Avodah, but you also can be Yotze Talmud Torah al Yedei Kriya Shema. So we don't have a problem in the Bible. Do we have a problem in the Yerushalmi? So the Gemara in Brochus says, if a person already said Kriya Shema beBerchus Sehu, he no longer needs to say Berchus HaTorah. Kvar Yotzo ba'ahav o'rabo. Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, v'hi shishono al-asar. You're not Yotze Berchus HaTorah with Avarabo, only if you learned immediately after Kriya Shema. So doesn't this Yerushalmi prove that Kriya Shema is not Talmud Torah? And that is why Tzorech Lishnois Alatar. So would this be a contradiction, Bavli and Yerushalmi? According to the Bavli, you Yotze Avarabo even if you didn't learn later, and the Yerushalmi says only if you learned right after Kriya Shema. Would this be because according to the Bavli, Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, and according to Yerushalmi, Kriya Shema is not Talmud Torah? No. The proper understanding is, how exactly is a person Yotze Birchas HaTorah with Av or Rabo? After all, it's Birchas Kriya Shema, and not Birchas HaTorah. So a few different sources in Minchas Osho, primarily in Kloli HaMitzvahs, Sefer which came out just a year ago, and Baruch Hashem was reprinted twice since then. So in Minchas Osho Kloli HaMitzvahs, but I first wrote about this in Minchas Osho Masechet Psachim and Minchas Osho Moyadim Chelek Aleph. I have a lengthy discussion in which I argue mitzvah shebedibur, even if you're not machaven letzeis yedei chayva, but if you're machaven to the essence of the mitzvah, you're yoytze. And one of my points, one of my proofs was the fact that you yotze berchus haTorah with berchus kriya shema. So when you say av or rabbi, you're not machaven to be makayim the mitzvah of berchus haTorah. But it doesn't matter, because what is the essence of av or rabbi? Haboicher biyama yisor biyavo. Isn't that the same as asher bocho bonu makolo amim venosel lano es toiros soy borachat uHashem noisan haTorah. So essentially, it's the same bracha. So that's a chiddush which I prove from the Bavli, and maybe the Yerushalmi disagrees with this point, and the Yerushalmi says, no, you cannot be yotze with Av or Rabo only if you had in mind and you had kavona that I want to be yotze the mitzvah of Berchus HaTorah, and that is what you need to prove, v'hi shishono al asar. So what I meant to explain in the last 10 minutes of this shir is, to me, it's quite compelling, and I'm quite confident that this is a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, as I proved from four different sugyas. So there's no stira in Bavli from the fact that the Bavli says you could be yotze v'hogisa v'yoyim v'laylo al yedei kriya shema, and there's no stira in Yerushalmi by the fact that the Yerushalmi says you're not yotze berchus haTorah with av or rabo only if shono al atar, if you actually learn Torah after Kriya Shema. So I find this a very interesting and fascinating discussion. So today, the shir had two parts. First part was just to explain the Seder of Shas. How does Brochus fit into Zeroim? And my interpretation, it doesn't. But Rebbe had a problem. Where do I stick in Masechet Brochus? Well, it doesn't have much to do with Zeroim, but it has nothing to do with Noshem Nezikim or Mayed Kochem Taharis. And because of the importance of the Mesechta, it's in the beginning of Shas, artificially part of Seder Zeroim. I know there are many different interpretations, but I think, to me, that is the most reasonable one. And then we discuss the Seder of Mesechet Brochus. So why does Brochus start with Kriya Shema, and then Tefillah, and then Brochus, and I try to explain my feeling on this issue based on Rabbeinu Yeshayahu Achron, also quoted in the Shulta Gebodim in the beginning of the Rif in Masechet Brochus. And then we had a lengthy discussion about the essence of Mitzvahs Kriya Shema and two different approaches based on the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So I once again want to go back what I mentioned at the beginning of the shir about the beauty of these days, So I spent 10 days in America last week. A lot of shiurim and a lot of arbotzes toira, and the climax was siyume hashas. I spoke in the siyume hashas in Chicago, and I attended the siyume hashas in New Jersey, and it's an amazing feeling to see thousands upon thousands of Jews come together, especially in New Jersey, almost 100,000 people, just to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevorach LeYolam LeYolam LeYolamayu with 100,000 Jews is an amazing feeling. It's overwhelming. And I don't think 100,000 people came together to rejoice since the days of the Beis HaMikdash, which is 2,000 years, which is quite a period in Jewish history. So these are amazing times. And just to see so many people dancing and singing the Kavod HaShel Torah is an amazing and overwhelming experience. And it's a beautiful idea. So one of the thoughts I expressed when I spoke at the Siyum HaShas, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we had a mitzvah of Hakel. And in Parashas Vayelech, the Pesuk says, Mekeitz Shel Hashonim B'moyed Shnas HaShmito Hakel Es Huam Anoshim V'Noshim V'Taf Laman Yishma'u U'Laman Yilmedu Liyir'ot Hashem Elokecho V'Lishmor Es Kol Mitzvotav. So once in 7 years, 7 years is a cycle. 7 days is a week, a Shabbos. 7 weeks is Shavuos, Kabbalah Satoira. 7 years is a Shmita. 7 Shmitim is a Yovel. So 7 is a significant number in Yiddishkeit. And a cycle of 7 years is somewhat of a Shlemis. And every 7 years, the entire people came together for one purpose. Laman yishma'u ulaman yilmedu, to reaffirm the bond, to rekindle the spirit, to reignite the passion for Torah. And they all brought their, killed their children. And I say, we don't have Hakel Bisman Azeh because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But I don't think it's coincidence. Yes, once in 7 years we finish the Shas, and once in 7 years we come together. And we come together in numbers that never come together at any other event. Hundreds of thousands of people in thousands of destinations, hundreds of cities, in every one of 6 continents, Jews come together en masse just to rejoice. Yes, to reaffirm the bond and the bris, and to reaffirm our commitment to Talmud Torah. So it is an amazing and such an important event. So in Chagiget of Gimel, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was the greatest teacher of his generation. And he asked his Talmidim, Shabbos shel mi hoyso? Whose Shabbos was it? Who gave the drosha? And they told him, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what did he say? And for some reason, the Talmidim were reluctant to repeat. They didn't think it so important. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was older and greater than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so why does he want to know what the drosha was? They were reluctant to respond, and he pleased with them. What did he say? And they say what he said. So what did he say? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asked, Hakel es huam, anoshim v'anoshim taf, anoshim bayim l'lmod, nashim bayim l'shmo, taf lo maboyim. Why do you bring the children, the little children, their infants, taf lo maboyim? Kedei liten socha toiv l'mivyeyim. And Rabbi Yeshua is moved and inspired, and he says, Margolis toiva hoyso b'yetchem. This is a gem, it's a diamond. V'bikashtem lahavidoy mimena. Why didn't you want to share this with me? It's a gem. So what's the gem? Why is he so moved? So what's pshat litin socha toiv lemeviyeyem? Little babies, they don't understand anything. So why do we bring them? To be rewarded for bringing them? The Klei Yoker asks, so we might as well schlep eitzim v'avonim. So why do you need to torture the little kids and bring them? You want to bring something? You could bring logs, you could bring rocks. So if there's no point and no benefit for the children, how are you rewarded for schlepping them? I think you should be punished for schlepping them if there's no benefit in it. So that's Tzar B'lachayim. So you might as well schlep logs and rocks. And that's the question of the Klei Yoker. The Ramban in this part says, So why does the Gemara say, so my interpretation is this. Litin sochatoiv lemeviyayim. And we tell the parents, the fathers and the mothers, yes, the little children, they won't appreciate the drushes, they won't listen to the divrei Torah, but your efforts in chinuch will be enhanced and they will be rewarded. So I told the thousands of people that came together, your little kids sitting next to you might not understand my drush or other drushes, but they'll look around and they'll see a crowd bigger than any crowd they ever saw, and they'll ask you, Abba, Daddy, Tati, why did all these people come together? What brought them together? And you explain to your kids, because they all love the daf, and they all came together to rejoice in Simchas HaTorah. They all learned the daf, they love the daf, and the daf loves them, and that's what brought them together. And they will remember. They will remember that lesson. They'll remember the experience. So the Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Ches says that the mother of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya brought him to the Beis Hamedrash in a crib when he was a baby. Kadeshi is Dapko Oznov Bedivrei Toiro. So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya says, you know what I feel when I hear this drosh of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Bedidia Veuvde? I don't even remember, but my mom told me that I was a little baby and she brought me with a crib in the Beis Hamedrash. Maybe he did remember, because Shmuel, the Amoda, says, I remember my Moyel. And Shmuel's friend says, you remember your Moyel? I remember the Mialedes that took me out of my mother's belly. So obviously they had quite a good memory, those great Amoron. So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya says, I remember I was a little baby and my mother took me to the Beis Hamedrash. I didn't understand what they're saying, but I remember the beauty. I remember the melody. I remember the beauty of the Kol Torah. I still feel the fragrance of Reach HaTorah. So Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, Taflom Oboim, Kedei Litin Sochatoiv Lemiviyayim. You will be rewarded. You will be rewarded because your children will remember the experience. So, Em Lo Boim Lilmoid. But yes, your efforts will be rewarded and enhanced. So I think these are amazing days in which thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands of people come together just to rejoice with a daf. And it's a new opportunity. Those that didn't learn the last cycle, start now. Take one step at a time, one daf at a time. Whether you learn Daf Yomi or not, but it's a time of Simchas HaTorah. So Daf Yomi is not a chiyuv. It's not found in the poiskim that you need to learn a daf. But the power of Daf Yomi is the commitment. The fact that you can't stay behind. You know, it's relentless. Every day a daf. And you feel obliged to make up for it if you miss the day. So those people that do learn Daf Yomi, the commitment is amazing. And that's the importance of the daf. For many people, it's a crazy pace. It goes too fast. You're not left with much. You won't remember much. But the power of the Daf Yomi is the commitment. And I think it definitely brought Talmud Torah and Klal Yisrael to a different level. So there are some pockets in the world of Kanoim that categorically, in principle, won't learn the Daf Yomi. The Munkat Sharov was one of the greatest Gedolim in Hungary and a big tzaddik. And in his writings, Agodistim, Mizrachistim, Zionistim, Communistim, everybody is in the same package. He throws them all together. And he rejects them all with the same passion. So his Hasidim definitely didn't learn the Daf Yomi because Rav Meir Shapiro was an Agadist, which equals Mizrachist, which equals Tzionist, which equals Bundist, and no, don't know what else. So I was in a city somewhere of Kanoim, and they asked me, what does the Rav say about the Daf Yomi? And I asked them, what do you learn? No, we don't learn Daf Yomi, we learn Ksubis. And I said, you need to thank the Daf Yomi for learning Ksubis, because you're learning Ksubis because you don't want to learn the Daf. And that's why you're learning Sabbath. If not for the Daf Yomi, you probably would be learning some Mishnayos, a little Ayin Yankov you would be learning. You wouldn't be learning Gemara. And Daf HaYomi really brought Talmud Torah to a different level. So many years ago, most Balabatim didn't learn Gemara. They learned Mishnayos, they learned Ayin Yankov, they learned Menorah Samora with Ivritaych, translated into Yiddish. The Daf HaYomi definitely brought learning to a different level, and especially in our times when there is so much literature. We have the Schottenstein and the Sifta and Chavruta and so much. I said many times, it was never as easy to be a Talmud Chochem as it is today. It was never as difficult to want to be a Talmud Chochem as it is today. If you want to learn, it's so easy today. You have so much literature to enhance your learning. So many means, so many svarim coming out, I'll say that enough. So many wonderful shiurim. And even technology, which we always bash, there's so much Talmud Torah going on in this modern world, which couldn't even be imagined many years ago. So if you want to learn, it's so easy to learn. But to our dismay, our youth have so many distractions and so much negative exposure. How do we get them to want to be Talmud Chacham? How do we instill in them a passion for Torah? How do we motivate them to want to be Talmud Chacham? So once upon a time, all Jewish children saw was their fathers rushing from home to shul, coming back from shul to home. They weren't exposed to anything else. It was just natural. It was just natural to expect that the kids will want to be Talmud Chacham. That's all they experienced. That's all they saw. Who were the heroes? Who were their heroes? They knew nothing about sports, nothing about entertainment, nothing about shmutz. Who were their heroes? The Rav of the Shtot and the Rosh Hashiva and the Big Lamdin, and that's what they aspired to. It was never as easy as it is today to be a Talmud Chacham. It was never as hard as it is today to want to be a Talmud Chacham and to inspire your kids to aspire to grow in Torah and to grow in Yiras Shamayim. So what is it that we could do to inspire them and instill in them a passion for Torah? Yes, you could daven, you need to daven, but the best gift we could give them is just giving them a model. Kids growing up in a home and see their father enjoying his learning and see the father rushing to Yeshia and going over the daf when he gets home, and to see the father with a radiant smile on his face when he learns Torah, that is the greatest gift we could give our children. And then we could really hope. So many times I explained in Berachas HaTorah, there are three brachas. First brachas, Berachas HaMitzvah, Shekedishonu B'mitzvoisav. Third brachas, Berachas HaShvach. What's the middle bracha? It's a bakasha, it's a plea, Berachas HaTfilah. But the bracha has two parts, and it's uncommon that one bracha has two bakoshas. Vaharevno, v'nihya anachno v'tzetzuveno. And I say, these are not two distinct bakoshas, two sides of the same coin. It is only if vaharevno Hashem Elokeinu is divrei terosko befino that we stand a fair chance that our children will share and experience this simcha, this passion. And then we have a fair chance. Shania, anachno v'tzetzuenu, v'tzetzoi tzetzuenu, kulonu yodi shemecho v'loin deserosecho lishmo. So let us all hope as we start a new machzor of the daf, we start Masechet Brochas once again. Shania, anachno v'tzetzuenu, v'tzetzoam chubesesor, kulonu yodi shemecho v'loin deserosecho, v'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu esdivrei teroso defino. And we should be zoich in the schus of Talmud Torah to Yeshua's Yisroel and be as Goel Tzedek, Ben Heiro, Yomeinu Olam.